Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on a hump day. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you today?
I'm good. Watched some sports last night.
Yeah, man.
Getting ready for some more sports today.
Just genuine sports. Did you like, is there one thing you locked in on? Was it WNBA? Was it baseball playoffs?
Baseball playoffs. I think Indiana and Vegas play tonight.
No, they played last night.
They played last night.
Vegas won in overtime. It was a great game.
Oh,
I actually watched the end of that. Yeah.
I got caught up in the Yankees and like, listen, not for nothing. We sitting here talking about Tua can't come through when we need him and all that. How would you like to have $1 billion on hitting and you score one run?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. I'm like,
that's baseball. That is the
right,
frustrating thing.
Like we would use always yell about A-Rod. A-Rod would hit home runs, but not when they mattered. Like,
well, that's true though. Until he didn't.
But like it's such a poor, like you're failing 70% of the time.
Well, not even that anymore. I mean,
right.
If you're doing that,
that's not even the
game. Except for like Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge right. is still a great hitter all around. Just not in the playoffs. He stinks
but
in the playoffs.
You're telling me that at a sport that has a failure rate of 70% of the time, you can pick and choose when to get a hit?
I can tell you, just don't never get a hit in the playoffs, especially if you're on the Yankees. Otherwise, they're going to be like, "Hey, man, what's the deal here?"
I understand that, but you think they're not?
I think they're not what?
Trying to get a hit?
I'm sure they are trying to get a hit, but it's like eventually you get enough at bats in the playoffs. Like you would think one of these times he's going to come through.
Hey, I saw Giancarlo strike out to what pitch? You know the pitch.
Yeah, it was actually he got bit on a sinker down the middle. Like it just dropped right on him.
Right.
Great pitch though. I mean Chapman completely hit, you know, deep him.
That dude throws heat and then he throws some craziness, right?
Well, it was a strange thing. I mean, he's normally like nails as it gets, but it was strange that he got up there after his little stint. I think his crochet went nuts. I mean, that dude's a hoss. Mm-hmm. And Chapman was like, they was like hit, hit, hit. And then all of a sudden he's just like, I'm going to get everybody out. Right. I was like, all right, well, he made it squeaky cheeks. You know what we call that, Leroy? We call that the Ugeth Urbina.
Oh, he would always load the bases.
Oh, yeah, dude. He'd make you sweat it. I mean, the Marlins went out there. They're like, we need a closer because you couldn't trust Braden Looper to save your life. And
was Braden Looper the glove shaker?
No, that's Ryan Dempster. And he didn't do that until he got to Chicago.
Okay.
But Braden Looper, he was always a he, see. Here's the thing with Braden Looper. He was one of those guys. This is kind of like old, but like one of those very solid seventh, eighth inning guys. Then they tried to make him the closer.
Oh, nice.
And it just didn't. It just didn't work out. Marlins tried this with Matt Lindstrom years later because Matt Lindstrom could throw. He was like one of those OG 100 mile an hour throwers. And then they put him in the ninth inning. And I mean, they were just 100 mile an hour meatballs left and right. So, the old school closer is maybe not as chic as it used to be. But right. those were big topics. Like, hey, can this guy handle the ninth inning? Can he be the guy? But it was interesting. I did see that we got ourselves a little baseball controversy because Jazz Chisholm was pissed they didn't put him in the lineup, and apparently he did the old I've only seen this move in person one time, and that was by Joey Porter, which is talk the locker. Doesn't face anybody, but you know he's upset because he's just facing the locker. Like it's a move where you're like, you can't see me. But he was very bothered that Aaron Boone didn't put him out there because of lefty lefty.
I mean,
they did get an at bat late against Chapman. Yeah. But he's like, yeah, thanks, dude. Thanks for the at bat against Chapman.
I always wonder in situations like that, at what point do you ride what got you there, or do you start using managerial discretion or numbers to kind of, you know, give you somewhat, make it seem like you're doing something.
Too
right. Cute, well, I mean, if a guy's been a starter all year and you haven't done it all year, why would you all of a sudden start doing it at the most critical moment of the season?
Especially in a short series, too.
Right.
Like it makes three games.
If he had been doing it all year, if Jazz Chisholm was like rotating with another guy because he didn't want lefty lefty, right? I could understand that. But I don't recall Jazz Chisholm getting rotating with somebody else. You know what I mean? So it just seems weird. We do this in a lot of sports. Like when a football team gets to the playoffs and then all of a sudden their game plan is so different than what got them there. And then they get into problems. Like, yeah, man, stop overcoaching the situation, right? This is who got you here. This is how you got here. You need to be the best version of yourself. You can't right. be somebody else at this point in the season.
Yeah, so, I think the Yankee fan, if I was doing sports radio in New York, so this Aaron Boone, he gets too many mistakes out there. He goes in there. You should have stuck with Freed yesterday. And instead, yeah. what do we got here today? We're Freed chicken. We're sitting here. We're facing elimination. You don't know what you're doing.
That's the other thing. Like,
call the fan.
When you get to the playoffs, should we be extending our pitchers? Because this is the moment that you've actually, you know, kind of groomed them for. With
certainly in a wild card round, you should. Right. You got to advance.
So, like, when I was watching, I'm like, whoa, this guy's throwing heat. He ain't giving up nothing.
Yeah.
Why are we pulling him? Because he got to 100 pitches?
What if we gets to the World Series and then we think about the wild cards game we should have won because of Max Fried's?
Right. It's just – like, I don't – listen. And it's not just Boone, right? They all think they got to go into their managerial bag when it gets to the most crucial times of the year, when sometimes it's simple. Like, hey, this is what we did to get to this point. We all earned this based on how we played all year, and we're going to ride it out.
Crazy. Gregory says, Brendan is at home for work today. We don't get these kinds of voices at the office. I don't think that's true. I'll put voice. I don't discriminate on voices.
That's not true. That's not true.
You know?
That's not true. In fact, there's even more because sometimes we're looking up at the TV and we'll see somebody and then all of a sudden.
It's true.
Know. Right. So happen. You get more at the office. And then when he's at home, if he have kids, he don't want one of the kids walking by and hearing him act like a fool.
The headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Brittany, did you watch any of the baseball playoffs last night?
No, I was busy watching Dancing with the Stars. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, wow. How did my ladies from Mormon Wives do?
Whitney did fantastic. Jen, she's struggling. She's struggling.
Jen Affleck?
Yeah, she's struggling.
This Jen Affleck, Leroy, the strangest storyline. They seem to have made up that they're related to the Afflecks of Ben Affleck fame in the first season. And they're not related to Ben Affleck at all because the show became so popular. I think she thought she was going to get away with this lie. And no, not the case. But Whitney
so she
was
became
killing.
Famous for lying?
Well, yeah.
No, I don't think she became famous for lying. It just made her more famous.
That's a lie.
No. It made her more famous.
Right. So she took advantage.
She was already on the show when the whole.
No, I understand that. But now, she said, and now she's in a Dunkin' commercial with Ben?
It's true. She is. Yes, she is.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, well, so
this is the problem with today.
The fact that he didn't have a problem with it, now they're using it to. Yeah. All right. So that's a nice.
So that was going on. They were playing Dunkin' during Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that's one of the commercials that they play.
And then, you know what's even crazier?
These Mormon wives, I tell you.
That she ain't even get called out for it.
They have such a, I'm going to tell you, I'm a shameless admission. Listen, I do follow some of the Mormon wives on TikTok. But the problem is you follow. I'll take my minus one. I apologize. But okay. I just want to be clear. If you follow one Mormon wife, you might as well follow them all because TikTok's going to feed all of them to you.
It's true.
Really?
It ruins your algorithm if you follow just one.
Yeah, and there's some I don't really want to see, you know, it's just they're just content's not as good. But that Whitney, who's not, I'm not a fan of her on the show. I don't like her,
and I hate that she's doing so well, but she's doing so good.
Yeah, I hate Whitney on the show. She's quite frankly one of the worst, except the one who's really the worst. What's the one who was this past season?
Demi.
Oh,
why we have to say that? Remember, it was Dude. Demi Moore, and then it became Demi.
It's Demi.
Wow. Demi. Demi is the worst. She thinks, because here's the thing with Demi. She thinks, this literally came out of her mouth this season, which was great embarrassment for her. She thinks she's the most famous one, and she's maybe the least famous one. And, you know, Taylor Frankie Paul, who I believe is going to be the Bachelorette, which
she
I'm not going to watch.
Sure is.
Is definitely the most famous because her first episode of Mormon Wives. What?
Hold on.
She's breaking down last night's TV, baby.
You talk about shameful admission.
Yeah.
Okay. The shameful admission is not watching Mormon Housewives.
Mm.
The shameful admission is following them on TikTok and knowing that one of them's going to be the Bachelorette. That part. Too much.
Sorry.
It's too much.
Really big news, though. I will say.
The shameful admission is not the first part. Mm. It's the follow up to all the information you have on all these women.
Fair point. You want me to talk about Tarek Skubal shutting down the Guardians last night? I just figured you'd save that for Jay Crawford.
You're an ass. don't try to flip it on me. Don't try to flip it on me. At least mine would be sports related.
I watch sports. I didn't watch Mormon Wives. All I did was watch sports. I watched baseball and I watched WNBA. I kind of like the Dodgers. I got the point. I started watching the Dodgers and it was home run derby. It was like, Otani Hernandez went deep.
Did you see the ball that Shohei Otani hit?
He's good.
I mean, they threw one pitch. He didn't even bat an eye. That next pitch came meatball with a slight curvature on it.
Yep.
He hit it, and it you knew right away. Holy smokes.
But Brittany is right. I mean, Whitney sucks on the show, but man, she's got a great TikTok.
No, she's doing really well. And Alex Earl's doing really well, too. Her, very own Miami girl.
You ever know
Alex Earl of Braxton Berrios fame?
Yes, yes.
You know what's crazy is that it seems like in all these shows, the most hated person is the one that ends up being the most famous.
I would agree with that.
Because all these shows, when you guys come in and talk about them, the one who is hated, who is it? Ekin-Su.
She's on some new show now. Right. I didn't get into that very much.
But I'm just saying, I don't watch any of these shows, but I know the names. Whitney.
Yep.
Right? Like these are the people that are going to follow me around for the next 10 years because they're hated.
As Handsome Daffy says, America loves a great villain. He's right. So anyway, Tigers topped the Guardians yesterday 2-1. Cubs beat the Padres yesterday 3-1. Red Sox beat the Yankees 3-1. And the Dodgers handled the Reds 10-5. Otani with a couple of ding-dongs in that one. And then the Las Vegas Aces are moving on to the WNBA Finals. They beat the Fever in overtime 107-98. Their third finals in 4 years. And Asia Wilson, 35 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, 4 blocks.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, that's going into a game saying, this is my game. I'm going to win this game. And it still took overtime. I got to tell you, the Indiana Fever without Caitlin Clark.
Gutsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were gutsy. I don't know all of the Fever, but they were saying on the broadcast, they not only lost Caitlin Clark, they've lost like 3 people. Then they lost their leading scorer in the game. And then somebody else fouled out. Like, I think it was Boston. And they were like, they were still hanging around.
I call that the Miami Heat. Eight people on the bench.
Dude, they were like walking dead last night. They could not be stopped. It took everything the Aces had to put them away.
If I could take one thing out of sports, I wish that every time we had a big game, that everybody was healthy. Because we won't remember it. You know, we'll just remember the Aces moving on. But the fact that what Indiana did with what they had to go through, that is competition at its finest. But you didn't get the best version of the Indiana Fever. And that's the part that, you know, in the future, we won't, you know, even mention that. It happens in sports all the time.
Right.
And it sucks.
Tough for Indiana on both fronts. It happened with Halliburton too, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, all we're going to remember is who the champion was, which is fine. They well deserved, right? But we're going to forget about what happened during all these series. And that's unfortunate.
We will take a break here on the program. We come back. Miami Dolphins, of course, have to go on a life without Tyreek Hill. And finally, the Dolphins move on from one of their high draft picks. Back after this.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Miami Dolphins going to be getting ready for the Carolina Panthers this week. And, of course, it is Canes FSU week as the Miami Hurricanes got a big-time rivalry matchup this weekend against the Florida State Seminoles.
I think we're having technical difficulties.
Yeah. I thought it was me.
No,
I think it was me.
Okay. Are we good?
I'm pretty sure it was me.
I don't know, because we all rebooted, like all of our, we all were buffering.
That was weird. All right. I think we're back though.
Yeah.
But I was listening to, Hurricane Hotline last night with Joe Zagacki, Leroy, as I was taking Sophia to tutoring. And I was like, and he was like, I don't understand why the ACC does this. He goes, what are you putting a team before a big matchup in on a Friday night on the road? He goes, that's crazy. He's like, this never happens in the Big Ten. They would never do that to Michigan. They would never do that to Ohio State, a road Friday game before a rivalry game. And I was like, look, take care of your business, FSU. Like, you know, they were screwing the pooch as it was in that game. But I kind of agree with, like, man, this would have been so fire if this was an undefeated matchup. And now, like, now the Canes just got to go thump them. Like, I'm sorry. This is just what it's got to be. I want the Canes to go bowl them over, which they're going to do, because you want to know something, Mario Cristobal, tough. He's just like, he's in right. that zone right now. He's here's built the these problem, trenches though. Like a bunch of monsters, and they're going to bowl him over.
Toby, here's the problem. The schedule was made after Florida State was had four wins.
No, I get you. I understand.
So, so you are, don't know. And in the last how many years, how big has this game been? Not game day worthy.
It's one of their bigger games in the conference, though. Like yeah, part of the reason you got Miami to your conference is for Florida State Miami.
Right, but with neither team consistently having success, why would you think you need to save the date?
You always save the date. You always save the date for Michigan, Ohio State. Always.
They play on the same day every.
I understand, but they would never set it up with some bowl bleep the week before.
The schedule's the schedule. Like nobody's ever like before Michigan, Ohio State. Nobody's ever said anything about who they were playing the week before. Right? If you don't take care of your business, that's on you. I don't care about all the circumstances around it. In fact, some would say, hey, the game being on Friday, it gives them an extra day because Miami had the week off. So, like, you're looking at it from the standpoint of they lost and blew it. But some would have said, oh, now we got an extra day. So, like, no. Like, you play the schedule. It's not Miami's fault that Florida State choked. They played poorly. They got the field rushed on them. That's not Miami's fault. You just do what you got to do.
This field rushing is crazy. I don't know. Like, how
an unranked team beating a ranked team, right, with a big name, you can rush the field.
We've definitely watered down the rush. It was an awesome. It was an awesome scene. Don't get me wrong. I don't understand. It's a little dangerous, but it was an awesome scene.
So fast. I was like, where did they come from? It got packed quick. Go ahead.
They win. They don't win. Ruben Bain, Mezidor, they're coming home with like more belts to asses. Like that's what's going on. I feel like this team is just coming in like a battering ram every single week right now.
Yep.
And that's an exciting thing. You know, like they didn't even, they're venturing out for the first time. I mean, there is that. You're always going to a hostile territory. It is at night for sure, but
it's Florida State.
It's, and Carson Beck's been in this situation. This is part of the reason when you got a veteran quarterback, like I'm not sweating that stuff.
Right. I'm trying to think. Only got the field rush one time. And that was, and believe it or not, we beat Illinois and clinched the berth to the Rose Bowl. And everybody ran on the field with roses. Where they got them from, no idea.
Felt like a matador?
No, you can't get to the locker. All you need to do is just celebrate and move on. But if you try to make a run for it, they'll chase you.
Is that the Matador hat trick?
What do you mean?
You know how when you score three goals, you get the hats on the ice?
No, the Rose Bowl is just like, remember down here.
No. I'm not talking about the football game. I know what the Rose Bowl is. I'm talking about a Matador when they slay the bull. Don't they throw him roses?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. And so, do you have to bring, do you go in there with the sense that, hey, I'm going to bring in the roses, or do they sell the roses at the bullfighting ring?
I don't know. I don't know. When they throw the hats, it's whatever you have on. When they used to throw scoot through the squids on the ice. Right?
That's Detroit.
They brought the squids to the game, which is disgusting in itself.
Catfish at a Predator game.
Yeah, catfish. Like people playing for which is just disgusting.
Oh, right? It's gross.
Like how you go enjoy the game? You got a catfish taped to your stomach, right? it just sounds disgusting.
You think that person buys that catfish, or they go noodling for it?
No, they probably buy it. Noodling for it. Well, hey, Nothing says intangible like a good old-fashioned noodling.
You guys having that noodling in South Carolina, Brittany?
I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what noodling is?
Hold on. No. Let me spell it out for you. First of all, one of your in-depth rednecks, right, goes into some little corner of the creek where the catfish hang out, and they take and they put their fist underneath like bait.
Into the hole.
Into the hole. The catfish swallows it, and then they pull it out.
Yep.
That's terrifying. No, I've never heard of
that. They don't have teeth.
That's how you, but you couldn't get stung.
You could get, yeah.
Stung?
They have stingers. Yeah, they have stingers.
Yeah.
Those whiskers. Absolutely not. I refuse to even eat catfish.
Almost like a stingray.
Yeah, you can't mess with a catfish with his whiskers.
But now, I don't know if he can control them.
I don't know. Like a porcupine?
That's a
great question. I don't know. I don't think they shoot out like weapons. I think they just have stingers. Like
no, they have them, but I'm saying can they control them, like move them to sting you?
Hmm.
Right? Or are they just like whiskers
that you
accidentally sting yourself with?
Speaking of noodling catfish, our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings featuring Hardy, Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel, Inn, and Casino at their beautiful Hard Rock Live facility. It is on November 6th. If you guys want to win tickets, text the word Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y, Hardy. Text that to 20357. I woke up on the roadside of truck bed this morning. Something like that. Anyway, if you guys want to buy tickets, you can go to starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. I saw Hardy. He was recently, I didn't see him in concert, but I saw on Kiss's Instagram page, he was wearing the Panthers jersey at, I think Financial Amphitheater. You know what they call that? Cheap pop. That's cheap how you pop. Do that.
Oh, get yeah.
That cheap pop.
Oh, so
shout out to Hardy wearing the Panthers jersey. Go to WQAM.com for more.
Would he got booed if he would have wore a Tua jersey?
Probably. Actually, you know what's funny is I went to it might have been the last concert I went to was last year. It was Hootie and the Blowfish and Darius Rucker. It was the night before they were going to take on the Titans again. He goes, I don't know. He's like, I don't know, dude. We haven't been very good.
like, what a way to start a concert.
He's like, he goes, they got any Dolphins fans out there? They're like, yeah. He goes, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow. But that's a real fan. Listen,
we know.
Man stayed on Dan Marino's couch, you know? So anyway, Stars and Strings, text the word Hardy if you want to win tickets today. And we'll take a break, getting some Dolphins on the other side.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, Leroy.
Yes, sir.
Guess what's back, dude? Need you to head on over to the Windowplex because we need ourselves a little weather update.
All right.
Take a little looky-loo. But this time, got a new sponsor.
Who's that?
Sponsored by the fine people at Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. What do we got over at the Windowplex, Leroy?
Dude, we got some terrifying situations right now over at the Windowplex. It is way too sunny for this time of year. Winds are barely moving. No clouds, really. But, folks, you know it's coming. It rains every day in the evening, sometimes with tornadic activities. So be careful. Don't get lulled to sleep by this beautiful weather we're having right now. It is sunny, probably a little bit above 80 degrees. It looks lovely out there. But as soon as the show is over, it's going to get cloudy, and you're probably going to get a bunch of evening rain.
I love how confused Brittany looks right now. Brittany, I don't think since you've been on the show, I don't think you've had the Windowplex. But If I don't know if you've listened in the past and understood this, but was that your first experience of seeing Leroy and his superpowers of weather?
No, it wasn't. Actually, the first and only time I got it was when he dropped the pot. I was graciously here for that one. That was so incredible. It was
you
amazing.
Should have told me when we went to the golf course. Oh,
yeah,
I was in my bag right there.
Welcome to Chill Zone AC. Happy to have them sponsoring
have
our weather reports and in the Windowplex. And now you guys will get to know Leroy's superpower. And go check it out. Check out our friends at chillzoneac.com to make your AC great again. One person who's not going to be great again with the Dolphins, Cam Smith. Rats off a ship.
I'm going to tell you what happened. You ready?
Yes,
this
sir.
Is what happens Please in do. Situations yeah. like this. He probably went pout mouth, started complaining, and the Dolphins said, you ain't that guy. I'm telling you. Because think of how it went from everything we were talking about to this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Something had to happen.
Right.
Whether he said something or he was complaining about, you know, usually guys in those positions that think they should be playing will say something like this. And I've heard it before. If they're not going to play me, they might as well just let me release me and let me go somewhere and play. They say, okay,
go. All right, see ya. Bye.
Right. It happens.
He was yesterday waived off of the non-football injury or non-football illness reserve list.
Which?
And then the Dolphins went and signed Cedric Wilson, of course, former Dolphins wide receiver, because Tyreek Hill had surgery on his knee.
Well, the good news is he only had ligament damage.
Yeah, no nerve damage, no bone. That's good. That
Usually
was all
when
good.
You when you dislocate a joint, you have to be careful. Sometimes you chip or crack something. So if that didn't happen, then it's just ligaments. That's why he could have the surgery that quick.
It's also too with the Cam Smith thing, like. Hey man, if you're gonna make this team with the
secondary,
in the secondary, like this was a red carpet opportunity for you. And honestly, you know, it's been funny because you know we came into this year very nervous about the secondary. The pass rush has not been great by the Miami Dolphins.
The secondary's been decent.
They've been pretty good.
Yeah,
they've been pretty good. Right. They've come up with some big plays, like.
Jack Jones and Rasul Douglas have been playing.
I mean, they are veterans. They've been around, but I mean, impressive.
Yeah. So that's been cool. The fact that we don't even talk about Minka, I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Right? But, like, if you can't make this team in the secondary, like, based on before the season started, not the way they are now. Based on before the season, you should have been licking your chops as an opportunity to go out here and regardless of what I've done in the past, I have an opportunity right here to show these guys I deserve to be on the field.
Did you when that news came out yesterday about Tyreek Hill, like with the injury updates, like Drew Rosenhaus saying he thinks he could be back realistically by the start of next year, you think that's possible? Like that looked really bad.
Yeah, but keep in mind. Again, a dislocation is better sometimes than a break because you don't have the scar tissue, you don't have the calcification, you don't have to worry about all the mobility stuff because you just put it back in place and everything is fine. And then you repair the ligaments. If he had had some kind of crack or chip or cartilage damage, or anything like that. Now you're talking about how long is this going to last before this leg deteriorates to where he can't play the way he wants to play because now you have all these other injuries in there. Things that you don't, you know, kind of think about, but you have cartilage damage or meniscus damage. Now you're talking about at some point in the future, bone on bone, right? So from that standpoint, the fact that it was this way, and I said it when it happened. I told you this Monday, that if it's just a dislocation and there's no cracks, no breaks, or anything like that, and they can put it back in place, right? Because I got to tell you, by the time, and this is going to sound weird, by the time they put him in the cast, his leg was probably back in place. I'm talking about on the sideline. Right. So that's what that was for. If your leg is crooked and you put it in a straight brace, what do you think's happening? Right?
So I personally have dislocated my kneecap.
Really?
Yes.
You're smiling. That means the story is just going to be ridiculous.
What happened?
It's not a ridiculous story. I was a dancer. Okay, I was a competitive dancer, and I was taking a tumbling class, and we were doing front handsprings, and my knee completely, like, I landed and my knee went out and back in.
These handsprings. All right. This is exactly why I wanted Sophia out of this cheerleading. They throw her up there. Willy-nilly.
She's the little one.
They almost dropped her right on her face. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? Just because you have a trampoline floor doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
I agree. And the thing was, I was way too old to be starting tumbling at the age that I was. So I was just super inexperienced. No, I was already in middle school. And
no, I understand.
I had never trained in tumbling before. And then they were like, oh, we're going to start doing tumbling. And I was on the competitive team, so I did like 5 dances, and it was a whole thing. And I've never danced again because I dislocated my kneecap. One of the most painful, awful recoveries I've ever experienced in my entire life.
I also don't like the idea that they call it tumbling. Like, when you say tumbling, I feel like...
I'm thinking you're doing like a roll.
Little roll. Yeah, like my son does like jujitsu rolls to warm up. I consider that tumbling. Tumble down the hill. Tumbling is flip-de-doos and back handspring round-offs, and they just be, oh, it's tumbling.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't accept that.
So, yeah, there has to, like, the thing is the bad part about it is, too, it's like all his ligaments got torn as well. So, I mean, I was lucky enough that that didn't happen to me, and my recovery was awful enough for me to never dance again. So
I dislocated this finger. This is fixed. But when I did it, we fixed it in the huddle.
That's not science.
Yeah. Hey, we were on like the 5-yard line. I'm like, I got to get this touchdown. I said, Steve, Ev used to tape his hair because he's an animal with regular tape. So he just taped in the tape you tape your ankles with and tape it. So in the 30 seconds that we had, we took the tape out of his hair, taped my fingers, my buddy taped my fingers together, and carried on. Then when I got to the sidelines, I was like, oh.
Drew Rosenhaus told WSVN's Josh Moser, quote, all of the torn ligaments were back into place, no nerve damage, no blood flow issues or broken bones.
That's it.
His knee cartilage is fine. The goal is for him to be ready next season.
There you go.
He also says he'd love to stay with the Dolphins. We'd love to figure out something that works for both sides. He doesn't have any guaranteed money past this year. Right. I think that's going to depend on what the Dolphins do this year, right? Like,
But here's the deal. Depending on how they work something out, they might be able to keep him and do an incentive-laden contract with not $30 million guaranteed or $25 million guaranteed. And if that's acceptable... And again, I don't know, like, what can you demand, you know, coming off of this injury? I'm not sure, because keep in mind, Drew Rosenhaus's job is to let you know his player's at 100%. You're gonna get the old Tyreek, though
he's a master at it. He's right. If anybody's gonna, he's gonna go on, you know, McAfee and all the places and be like, he's, you know, better than ever, all that stuff, you know.
Right. So from that standpoint, it'll definitely depend on, and then here's a true sign of whether a player wants to be here or not. The negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
If Tyreek really wants to be here and he wants to see it through, and he has that option, right? Because, you know, before June 1st, is it June 1st?
Yeah, it's someday. I think
it's June 1st. He has to be cut before June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
or that money is on the books. So maybe they'll do it early or maybe they'll do it late. Now, they'll negotiate a new contract before they release him because they don't want him out there in the open. So they won't do it until the last possible minute. So this may drag on, not because any other thing other than why would you release him early and let him go and negotiate with a bunch of teams that might end up costing you more.
We'll take a break. Just a regular old second hours next.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.